How's it going, Leeds? Hopefully you're all getting about a bit more. This week's guest is Sreena Gobi, who is a senior youth work officer at the wonderful Playhouse. Sreena's work supports young people, refugees, asylum seekers, and many others. See what you think about all of the great work she's been doing. So for this episode of Corona Bloody Virus Extraordinary Episodes of Light on Leeds, I have Sreena Gobi come to speak to me. Hello, Sreena.
Hiya.
Sreena, you are a senior youth work officer at the Playhouse.
I am, yes.
And what does that work involve?
So at the moment, I've been working across our creative engagement work. My role really is to support our Playhouse youth programme in supporting young people and creating different projects for lots of different young people that might meet lots of different needs across different art forms, and really working in our city to engage with different organisations and different young people to provide a safe space, a creative outlet, a chance to connect to friends, to learn about the creative arts industry. It's really broad in the work that I do and the whole department does. But I'm very fortunate that the main thing is having lots of fun and creating lots of brilliant opportunities for young people in our city.
Excellent. And so before lockdown, how did those, you obviously invited people into the Playhouse to take part in projects?
Yes, so we've got two sites. We've got our main Playhouse building, and we've got Playhouse 2, which we have first floor, which is a dedicated youth arts venue for young people. So, before lockdown, we had a six-day-a-week programme full of lots of different activities, groups and projects that would run across the two sites for young people to engage with the arts and get support through lots of different ways, through drop-in projects, through alternative education work, youth theatre, different partnership youth groups that we'd run. So some of that work has been able to continue, which is brilliant during lockdown. And we're looking to the future as well as what we've been doing at the meantime.
And what ways have you had to adapt to the kind of things that you're doing to deal with social distancing?
Yeah, so everything has been online. We haven't been able to keep up any sort of face-to-face projects or support with social distancing. We've been getting to grips with Zoom, as many people have been in this time, and other various different online platforms to be able to keep in touch with people, and addressing also actually where some people don't have access to that technology, in how we do stay connected and keep up engagement and support for people. So whether that's through the phone, we've had some creative projects that have been done through the post. So it's all been about how do we best keep in touch with people, how do we best reach you, and provide a positive experience at this time.
And some of the groups that you work with refugees and asylum seekers. I bet that's really fascinating work.
It is, yeah. So the Leeds Playhouse, we're really proud to say the Leeds Playhouse was the world's first theatre sanctuary, which means through the City of Sanctuary movement, we were given that award in 2014 as our commitment as an organisation, as a theatre, to being a welcoming, safe space for people seeking asylum and refugees in our city. So we have a weekly programme of activity for young refugees and asylum seekers, but we also have a dedicated women's singing group called As Marina Voices, a conversation cafe that's been running online during this time, and we have also various sort of short-term one-off sessions and projects that we've been working on. So we're really pleased to have actually been able to keep up that work, and that's been a real focus of our work at the moment, which is under this umbrella of Playhouse Connect that our department are working towards in how we stay in touch with people. So we have two youth groups that have been both running online with our partners in social care, with the council and the Children's Society. And As Maria Voices have been doing some songwriting projects over just a WhatsApp group as well, and over phone calls. So it's been really exciting in being able to keep up those connections for people. And obviously, this is a global pandemic that's been happening. So actually, things like understanding news stories of the current situation in different languages, and being able to give young people that support to online activity through supporting through data top-ups or learning new skills online, and connecting with their friends and people that they would normally see through our activity.
And do you get much feedback, Sreena, from the groups that you work with, you know, especially with the younger people and refugees and asylum seekers? Do you get feedback from them telling you how useful it's been for them?
Yeah, definitely. We found a lot through this time, particularly right at the start of lockdown. Obviously, things are sort of slowly starting to ease, and young people maybe are able to now meet up with some of their friends face to face and things like that. But certainly at the start of lockdown, that online offer of we were using the Skype for Business app with the Children's Society, running those groups, and that being a real focal point for those young people's weeks in having a space of someone to talk to. A lot of those young people live independently as well, and are obviously here without their families. So having a point where you get together in a group, whether that be online, was obviously of huge benefit and huge need for young people to to see some friendly faces or hear friendly voices. And we've kept up our activity as well, whether that be quizzes, different creative workshops. We've watched shows online together, we've done some creative writing, done a whole host of activities, and it's been really exciting and really brilliant that working in this new way has meant sort of rethinking lots of different approaches and a lot of different activities that we might do. And the young people have really helped in feeding into that, which it only sort of adds to that feedback of knowing what we can best be doing to meet what they want.
Excellent. And has there been any sort of have you sort of finished any projects where you can see an outcome? Sort of, have you done sort of theatre productions? How does that kind of work?
Yeah, so two of the projects that I work on. So we run a course called Breeze Arts Foundation, which ran in partnership with Leeds City College for young people who might have spent some time out of education for one reason or another. And it's an alternative education course in performing arts and the creative industries. And it's those young people's formal education. So through this lockdown time, we've been doing maths and English GCSE online, but also working towards a film project, which now we have come to the end of that. So we'll soon be sharing that more publicly with everybody, which we're really excited to be doing, just in the final sort of stages of editing with that. So we've been working with Katie from Fly Girl Films, and the young people have written the script and shot all the footage themselves just on their phones. Some of it's filmed over Zoom, and like I said, that's just being edited together now, ready to share with everybody, which to be able to achieve that outcome, and as you said, having that end product for us to look back on and the young people to look back on has been really fantastic and creates a brilliant sort of sense of achievement in this time of having produced something. So that was a really brilliant project to be able to work on in this time and keep going. To sharing that film with people. There's another project as well called Buzz, is our sort of program for young people with learning disabilities aged 14 to 25 years old, and we've been able to keep up. We run a creative arts course called Buzz Creative Arts Course, which normally runs 2 days a week in before lockdown world, and those young people we've kept in touch with creating artwork, as I said before, through post, creative writing over the phone, and some dance sessions also over Zoom, and that also has all been recorded and curated into a film, which again is also really brilliant for those young people to share with their families and things. It's a group which we'd normally work towards performances that they would invite their friends and families to, so being able to document all their brilliant brilliant work and this shared experience is fantastic.
Yeah, it's great that you've managed to sort of, because obviously the kind of things that you are doing, you'd imagine you'd need to be face to face. But I think it's fantastic that you and loads of other people I've spoken to have had to sort of relook at how their working practices are to adapt to this time. And it's fantastic you've been able to keep going with all of that.
Yeah, and it's a huge sort of learning curve for everybody. And as I said, it's been quite a levelling experience that everyone's gone through this situation of lockdown, and we've all got something in common. And then that only increases how we've been able to work together in understanding how people experience that differently, but what we all need in this time. And it took a bit of time and took some really thoughtful conversations with those young people, with families and carers, about people's access and how people feel about online activity, because everyone's kind of got varying experience or interest or confidence with it. So it's been really good in being able to just diversify how we're working and learning together in being able to do that. And there's been some fantastic lessons that we've learned about our practice and what we can do moving forward, which is brilliant.
It is. And so you also make friendly phone calls to isolated older people?
Yeah, so at the Playhouse, a programme called Hey Days has been running for, we're coming up to our 30th birthday of Hey Days. So through lockdown at the moment, we were obviously very aware of isolated older people, maybe also then not having as much access or confidence or experience with some of the digital world. So from the very beginning, we kept up weekly or fortnightly phone calls to isolated older people that we'd work with through our Hey Days programme. And that's been a fantastic experience in keeping up that communication with those people. And we've had a whole host of people across our organisation and fantastic volunteers who have been helping us do those calls. So we're really pleased to have been able to be able to do that. We have been also, my colleague Nikki runs some sessions on Zoom for people living with dementia, and that work Nikki's been doing since the start of lockdown as well, which has taken lots of support and patience and learning, but is a hugely positive thing to take away from this time in keeping up that work for people.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's fantastic that you've managed to, you know, all of these groups who, you know, could be seen as sort of vulnerable, yes, especially during this time. I think it's fantastic that you've managed to keep all of this going for them.
Yeah, and as a department and an organisation as a whole, we've obviously been able to use the sort of furlough scheme, and we are a smaller team, but it's really helped sort of refocus what our priorities have to be at the moment, and how we can make the most out of that situation, and what we can learn and what we can create with people in keeping those consistent relationships that we have with, as I said, young people, older people, families, organisations. And as a team, we've been able to really sort of support each other in what we do. And as an organisation at the Playhouse, our creative engagement work has really come to the forefront, which is fantastic to see.
Do you think there's a lot of lessons that you've sort of learned and new techniques and things that you'll be carrying forward if things actually ever get back to, in inverted commas, normality?
Yeah, I think there's some really exciting things that have come from this. And I think that awareness of different means of communicating with people, and awareness of actually some people who live their lives really very isolated, there's a new sort of understanding of that, which is fantastic. And I think that moving forward, there will still be a period of more online delivery. There is heightened awareness and support around digital poverty, which is only a benefit and a good thing, in organisations being aware of that and driving resource to support people with that. And I think that from a creative sense as well, it's been a challenge, but a fantastic opportunity for our brilliant sort of creative artists and creative thinkers to be sort of leading the way, really, in how we overcome some of the things which initially were seen as barriers. And that's a lesson to take forward.
Definitely, yeah. So, Serena, is this the kind of work that you've always been involved in?
Yeah, so I've been at the Playhouse specifically since 2013. So I was part time to start with, and slowly our programmes built over those years. So I feel really lucky to have seen our young people's programme develop in that time and my role within that. Before that, so I'm a qualified youth worker, and before that, a lot of my experience was within alternative education. So young people being excluded from formal education or not finding the mainstream learning environment works for them in what I've done previously, and support with learning disability organisations and support as well. So my experience has kind of been moulded between different sectors of work, and I don't come from a theatre background or an arts background before my work at the Playhouse. So I'm always learning about working in the creative industries, and that's fantastic in sort of feeding into my practice as a youth worker. I'm really passionate about bringing youth work to new fields of working, and I think that within creative arts practice, there's an awful lot of brilliant opportunity and crossover in youth work approaches and community arts. So feel really fortunate to have sort of discovered this pathway in my career as a youth worker.
Yeah, it's great just the fact that you said, you know, you're constantly learning new things yourself, because, you know, taking your youth work into sort of an arts environment.
Yeah, and I think that it's important to think about actually people's perception or experience of creative arts or of theatre. And I feel quite lucky that actually before doing this job, I can feel almost a bit of an outside eye, like of what my experience and my thoughts of creative arts were, and how I sort of use that experience to imagine how other people might feel as well, if they've never been to a theatre or haven't engaged in other creative practice maybe, or just got the experience from school or things like that. So it's a fantastic job to be doing, and I think I've got a good vision for what some young people might be thinking, because I certainly have thought that wise myself as a young person.
Yeah, because I can imagine if you've never done anything sort of performance wise, that could seem very daunting. So it must be quite nice, you know, for, like you say, for you to have that perspective when you're speaking to people.
Yeah, definitely. I think if you've not got the experience, or maybe not had the best experience before, people might have had an experience but might not have been what they hoped it was and things, and it can put people off. And there's an awful lot about creative arts that might make people not feel included. So it's really important that that extra work goes into making sure our creative arts opportunities are as diverse and accessible as possible to people to take their first step into the arts, or to be developing an area of their interest. And whether that be coming to see a show, taking part in a workshop, coming to a drop-in group. We're really fortunate in that we are an organisation that has lots of different opportunities for people to get involved in how they feel comfortable, and then lots of support in their journey of engaging with the Playhouse and what they want to do.
So if I put links in the podcast notes to the various schemes that you've got going, people can just click through and apply themselves?
Yeah, definitely. So we can do a link to our website and on our Create Engagement page. That's got all the kind of relevant information about all of our different projects across our different strands of work. And then we also, obviously, the Leeds Playhouse on social media. And I don't know if you want to take down, just in case anyone that hasn't got access online, we can also put down, I've got the Playhouse Youth mobile number with me, sort of remote working at home, so I can also give that number if anyone wants to give us a call or a text instead.
Brilliant. I'll put that in the notes, definitely. So Serena, have you always lived in Leeds?
Haven't, no, I'm from Leicester and I've been in Leeds since I came to come to uni, so I'm a student that never left, and the city welcomed me and I've sort of now found my new home. So I've been here since 2011, so it's fantastic that I found a place that I feel really comfortable and really passionate to be in. I'm a Leeds resident now, definitely.
I think that's definitely long enough for Leeds to claim you as one of their own.
I feel very honoured to be so.
Shireena, I always ask guests three specific questions. So the first one is, what would you say is great about the city of Leeds?
So I think that through all the work that we do as well, this is kind of quite a clear example of something that I think is brilliant about the city, is I think there are brilliant networks and good communication between organisations and between people in finding a common goal of what people are working towards, and there's a great honesty in that, of working together towards something, whether that be small scale conversations in a community, whether it be big organisations partnering up, whether that be support coming from the council. I think we're really good at having those conversations together and supporting each other. And I've certainly found that in both, both kind of work life and normal life. I think there's a great sense of community and honesty in those conversations, and different networks that you can then feel part of something. I certainly... thinking about moving to Leeds, I certainly feel more part of something, and I think that's as a result of that fantastic communication between different networks, whether they be support or professional.
Yeah, that's a great answer. And if you were forced, obviously you'd have to be forced, but if you were forced to think of something that's not so great about the city, what would you choose?
It's hard, isn't it? I think that you can see, so from moving to Leeds in 2011, like the city's almost like changed and developed hugely in that time. Like when I sit and try and imagine, Trinity wasn't there when I lived here, so what did it look like then? Or you can see a lot of development in the city, but there are spaces which maybe aren't used as much. Both in the city centre and in local areas outside, I think that there are spaces, whether they be community spaces, whether that's office space, all sorts of things, which you do think, oh, maybe that could be used even more, or it could be a bit of a regeneration of that space, rather than always building a new space or a new swanky office. Or shopping centre, or whatever it might be. But I think then that's something that's hopefully just need to unlock that potential of those spaces, and it creates opportunity there if the space is there to occupy and do something brilliant in.
Yeah, I agree. And if somebody had been a resident of Leeds for a long time, would you be able to tell them about something that you consider to be a hidden gem that they might never have heard of?
I do really like, I don't know how hidden this is, but Manjit's Kitchen, which they have a stand in Leeds Market in the food bit, and they also recently have opened up a restaurant on Kirkstall Road. Manjit's Kitchen, I highly recommend their paneer wrap. So I'm half Indian, and moving to Leeds, I was quick to taste all the Indian food that Leeds got to offer and compare it to Leicester home comforts of the best Indian food, and I would say Manjit's Kitchen is very, very up there with my mum's family's cooking and style of cooking. So Manjit's Kitchen paneer wrap, I would say, is my recommendation, and maybe a bit of a hidden gem if people haven't been before. There's lots of brilliant food stores in the market there, but Manjit's Kitchen is top of my list usually.
Yeah, Manjit's Kitchen is absolutely great.
Yes.
And I always ask, I always feature a track by a Leeds-based musician or band. But I always ask guests if they have anybody that they'd like to share first. And you are sharing a song by a band called Peaks, who've actually had a song on a previous episode. They're a great band.
Yeah.
And this song's called We'll Talk. Is there a reason why you chose this particular band or this track?
Yeah, so I love the Peaks. I think they're brilliant. Max, who is in the band, works with us and create engagement across our work. He's brilliant, fantastic musician that really supports young people, older people, all sorts of people to get into music, makes it really fun, creates fantastic music to sing along and dance to. And I feel very proud from early days of the Peaks, first gigs in College of Music, where there was probably about three of us there. Now, Max and the band go off to all sorts of places playing gigs and everyone listening to their music. So, I hope you enjoy the song. I certainly do.
I'm sure I will. I've enjoyed the previous songs of theirs I've heard. And what will you be doing with the rest of your day today, Sharina?
Got a few meetings on and a bit of planning. So it's obviously that school holidays at the minute. So some of our programme of activity sort of slightly changes in the summer holiday, and there's a little bit more admin, a little bit more planning to do for the sort of academic year ahead in what we're doing. So it's quite positive in having meetings, being able to look forward to the future. So that's quite good. The rest of my day will be that, and checking in with some of our young people, seeing how their day's going and the different activity that we've got on this week, just filling out some session plans and sending out Zoom links.
A busy old afternoon ahead for you then.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming along and talking to me, Sharina. I'm sure there'll be lots of people who'll be very interested in joining lots of the different initiatives that you've got running. And just thanks to the Playhouse for being such a brilliant resource for everybody, for the people of Leeds.
No, thank you for having me. It's great to be able to talk about what we're doing in the Playhouse and Leeds. As I said, I feel very lucky to be a resident of Leeds. So thank you for having me.
Well, Leeds is lucky to have you. Thank you.
Cheers. Bye.
I love chatting to Sharina about all of the amazing initiatives happening at the Playhouse. Have a look at the links in the podcast notes and get involved. Sharina chose the featured track this week by Peaks, a band that's actually already friends of the podcast, as well as with Sharina. It's a great track and it's called We'll Talk. Enjoy!
Be careful with the clothes you're in. I told you they were wearing thin. Be cautious with the steps you take. Too heavy and the souls will break. I know it's not just for me to decide, but I've told you too many times. I know I left. just for me to decide.